Tyson Foods and three of its managers have been found not guilty of conspiring to violate immigration laws. The case is significant in terms of assigning corporate culpability. It also marks a shift in policy by the Immigration and Naturalization Service from just conducting worksite raids to going after corporations. Melanie Peoples reports from Chattanooga, Tennessee.
After spending more than 6 weeks listening to evidence in a trial against the nation's largest poultry producer, jurors took less than 6 hours to acquit Tyson and three other defendants of all charges against them. The three defendants, two of whom have been on administrative leave from Tyson and one retired, exhaled deeply when the verdict was read as their wives sobbed with joy. Tyson attorney Tom Green sat with a bowed head, his hand pressed to his forehead. Afterwards, he and the other attorneys celebrated.
We feel great.
We've
achieved a wonderful result for a wonderful company.
Yes.
And I think we've vindicated the leadership of Chairman John Tyson, and it's been a good day for Tyson Foods.
They were accused of conspiring to hire illegal immigrants to work at Tyson chicken processing plants in several southern states. Prosecutors had presented as witnesses former Tyson plant managers who admitted to paying a recruiter to smuggle illegal immigrants and providing them with Social Security numbers. But Tyson attorneys had maintained all along that any wrongdoing was committed by a few rogue managers outside of executives' knowledge. They said the corporation as a whole should not be held criminally liable. Juror Barbara Haley, outside the courthouse after the verdict, said she questioned the credibility of those two former plant managers who had reached plea bargain agreements with prosecutors. She said she thought they were seeking retribution because Tyson had fired them after the indictment.
I think they were whiners. I think they were looking for, you know, they were mad or upset. And from the testimony from the other people that we heard, I just felt like that they truly had a bone to pick.
Prosecutors were crestfallen after spending more than 6 weeks in trial and 2.5 years in the undercover investigation of Tyson. But U.S. Attorney Sandy Matais said he would do it all over again.
Part of any criminal prosecution is the hope that a message of deterrence would be sent to others that might engage in similar conduct.
The INS estimates there are some 7 million illegal immigrants in the United States. More and more, the INS is showing its willingness to go after companies instead of just rounding up illegal workers in factory raids. For NPR News, I'm Melanie Peoples in Chattanooga.